Usually when we talk about a car crash, the focus is entirely on the visible damage, the crumpled bumper, the shattered glass, maybe a bent frame.
Right, the stuff you can actually see.
Exactly. You take it to the shop, they hammer it out, slap some fresh paint on it, and you just assume you're good to go. But today we're doing a deep dive into a single, highly specific update from General Motors that completely flips that whole dent and paint paradigm on its head.
Yeah, it really does. GM has essentially drawn a line in the sand, proving that collision repair is now, a software job just as much as a hardware job.
We've got their latest position statement right here, and the mandate is clear. Strict diagnostic scanning is no longer optional for vehicles involved in collisions. It's just not up to the body shop's discretion anymore.
And it's the timeline they're enforcing that really changes the game here. GM isn't just asking for like a quick system check before handing back the keys. They are explicitly mandating diagnostic scans, both pre-repair and post-repair.
Okay, let's unpack this for a second. It's like a surgeon. Requiring blood work before you even go under the knife to establish your baseline,
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it.
and then doing it again afterward to prove you're actually healed. But, here's where I want to push back a little. Why issue a hard mandate for both ends of the process? I mean, wouldn't a thorough final scan catch any lingering fault codes once the physical damage is fixed?
Well, you'd think so, but that assumes the post-repair scan gives you the full picture.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. If you don't map the invisible damage before you pick up a wrench, you're basically flying blind.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, think about how integrated Advanced Driver Assistance Systems, or ADS, are now. If a tech just starts tearing off a damaged bumper without running that initial pre-scan, they might completely miss something.
Like what?
Like a blind spot radar tucked behind it that was knocked, say, 2 degrees out of alignment during the impact.
I see. Because once the bumper is off and the battery's disconnected, those original fault codes.
They're gone.
Right. The ones generated at the exact millisecond of the crash might be lost or masked by the teardown itself.
Yeah.
You lose the breadcrumb trail.
Precisely. The pre-collision scan is your blueprint. It tells you exactly which modules went offline when the metal bent.
Makes sense.
If you don't have that baseline, you might replace the bumper perfectly, but the car is still objectively unsafe because that blind spot radar was never properly diagnosed and recalibrated. So the post-collision scan then acts as the mandatory verification. It's the irrefutable proof that the vehicle's entire network is communicating flawlessly again.
Which is why a mere suggestion just doesn't cut it anymore. When we're dealing with automatic emergency braking and collision avoidance systems, you can't just hope the mechanic eyeballed the sensors correctly.
Right, you can't eyeball software.
Exactly. The electronic diagnostic validation has to frame the physical work.
The invisible repair carries the exact same weight as the visible one. There's just no separating them anymore.
So, if you're driving a GM vehicle, or honestly, if you're just tracking where the auto industry is heading, this is a massive shift. The days of trusting a repair just because the paint matches are over, the software has to vouch for the hardware.
Absolutely. It creates a very clear, undeniable standard of care for the entire collision industry to follow.
Which leaves us with a pretty massive gray area when the rubber meets the road.
Oh, definitely.
Because if GM's official stance now strictly mandates both of these scans, where does the liability fall if a mechanic decides to cut corners?
Right. What if they skip it?
Yeah, if they skip that crucial pre-scan and only run the post-repair check, if that car gets into another accident because an undocumented sensor failed, well, who's holding the bag? Something to think about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.